Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
You're with Radio City Talk. I'm Steve Hothersall. Right, let's look at who's been the best over Europe, footballing-wise, over the course of the season. You might remember a few months ago, we caught up with a gentleman who runs the CIES Football Observatory, which uses some incredibly powerful technology to analyse the performances of players right across Europe. Well, of course, we're into January, so we can get a good idea, really, of who's excelling and who isn't. Raphael Polly is the man we spoke to last time. Welcome to the show, Raphael.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us again. Right, we've had quite a few months of the season. You've had your computer in action looking at who are the top people right across Europe. First of all, we're going to get on to James Milner, who's produced some outstanding stats very shortly. But first of all, let's talk about the World Player of the Year, Cristiano Ronaldo. What are his stats looking like once you put all his performances into your computer?
Yeah, Ronaldo is just outstanding. I mean, he's scoring as much as usual. And of course, he's really one incredible man. He's scoring one goal per game, even more in the tough matches he's scoring. He's not only a man of the poor games, like in the past some people said. He's still confirming that he is the man for every single game, and he's incredible.
Yeah, deserved to win both World Players of the Year awards, the FIFA one and the Ballon d'Or. Just explain quickly, before we get into the individual stats, for anyone who didn't hear you last time, explain about the methodology which you use to analyse the players at the CIES Football Observatory.
Yeah, we collect data, or rather we use data from a company called Opta, which is based in the UK. And we have developed some algorithms to put together the incredible amount of the statistics that Opta is producing. And we divided it conceptually in six areas of the game, both defensively in terms of rigor, tackling, or recovery, which is more interceptions. We use also, we have an indicator on distribution, the pass mastery of players according to the location on the pitch also. We have an indicator on take-on, measuring dribblers mostly, and then also chance creation and shooting. So when you put together all these indicators, of course, you weight it differently according to the position of the player on the pitch. Then you have different player profiles, and according to that, we have a general index which is doing a bit the synthesis between all these indicators and pitch production of players.
So there's a relative accuracy in all this. So the six different areas you've looked at: goalkeepers, centre-backs, full-backs, defensive midfielders, attacking midfielders, and forwards. So let's get through them. To be eligible, a player must have fielded at least 900 domestic league minutes so far. So if we start goalkeeping-wise, it's interesting to see that there isn't really a heavy English influence here in terms of English sides. Manuel Neuer's the top man. Thibaut Courtois gets into that top 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, there are some contingency in the goalkeeper's figures because, of course, some goalkeepers concede or have to make a lot of saves, and some others do not have to make so many because they have powerful defenders and team in front of them. But anyway, Neuer, first position, is not doing a lot of saves, but those saves that he's doing are crucial. And Bayern Munich is the only team, is the team in Europe that conceded the fewest goals so far in the big five leagues, at least. And, of course, Chelsea is also a very good team from that perspective. But, again, it's not about quantity. It is also about the quality of the saves that these goalkeepers do.
That they're making, right? Centre-backs-wise, Mats Hummels is top for Bayern Munich. You've got Chiellini second for Juventus. Again, there's not a massive English or English team influence here. Otamendi's in there for Man City and Azpilicueta's in there for Chelsea. Yeah. Let's get on to full-backs, though. And James Milner of Liverpool comes in second in the list of fullbacks in terms of his stats for the season.
Yeah, James Milner was not used to play fullback. It was repositioned, relocated to fullback position by Klopp, and it was right. I mean, if you look at the different areas, he's good everywhere. Of course, he's not shooting as much as he did in the past. He's not a goal scorer, but he's very tough defensively, but also very strong in distribution and also take on. So he's running a lot every game. He's everywhere. So I think James Milner was really a good change for him, because he's now quite old or more experienced than in the past, and I think as a fullback he can keep going playing for many years at the highest level.
Top of that list was Alexandro of Juventus. Right, interestingly, the attacking midfielders, this is dominated by players who play in England. So the likes of Eden Hazard is in there, Christian Eriksen as well, Mesut Ozil, Dimitri Payet. But the top two were fascinating. I was surprised with this. If you'd have told me Philippe Coutinho was top, I wouldn't have been surprised. But Kevin De Bruyne is actually top of the list, and Coutinho just comes in. Well, he's actually on the same score as him, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but De Bruyne is doing well. He's doing well because when he plays, he always managed this season to create dangerous situations. And for an attacking midfielder, the key point is to creating chances, even more than scoring goals. It's more for the pure forwards. And from this perspective, De Bruyne per minute play, because all our figures are really per minute play, productivity per minute play, is very effective. And Coutinho perhaps is more visible because he's probably stronger in distribution. He's touching more balls. But De Bruyne perhaps is hiding more on the pitch. But when he has the ball, is at least this season, is doing, is creating danger, and this is, as I say, the key criterion for an attacking midfielder.
Some great players in there, but if you look at the forwards, this is your top 10 of forwards according to the CIS Football Observatory. This is how they rank: 10th place Neymar, 9th place Gareth Bale. Might have thought he'd be second or third. What have we got? 8th place Luis Suarez. Gonzalo Higuain is 7th. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is 6th. Sergio Aguero is 5th. Your top 5, Edin Dzeko comes in at number 4. Edison Cavani at 3. Lionel Messi 2. And Cristiano Ronaldo 1. That's how the stats add up. What a bunch of players we've got there, Rafael.
Yeah, this is really the top of the top. I mean, forwards now, of course, when you play well and you need good players in all positions, of course, to be successful. But the striker, I mean, it's still the man who has to score goals in the end. It's still the man who will be paid more on the transfer market, because the fans like these players even more than players in other positions. In the end, you have only top-level players. Then, of course, depend of the state of the form. For example, Gareth Bale wasn't playing that much because he was injured, and most of on the top of that, also, he's not scoring as much as Ronaldo. So, if you consider him as a striker, then at the top of the table, you have those players who score the most goals. But of course, they are not doing only that, because all these players also participate to the general performance of their team. But for example, Ronaldo, of course, the key strength is that he's able to score goals at every moment of the match. He can really convert the chances, and this is what for what strikers are paid.
Rafael, thank you very much. Always enjoy your company. So halfway through the season, they're the top list of who's performing the best from the CIES Football Observatory, who collates all the data and then put out those stats as to who are the best performing players. But the notable ones there, James Milner, the second best fullback in Europe at the moment in terms of his stats. Xabi Alonso is the fourth best defensive midfielder. Philip Coutinho is the second best attacking midfielder. I should mention as well, Jordan Henderson comes in the defensive midfielder table. He comes in at eighth there. But Cristiano Ronaldo is the standout man in it all. Rafael, thank you.
Thank you to you. Bye.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.